SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, the organ sound in Swiss folk music.
The simple sound of the mouth organ, or harmonica, which has a pretty long folk tradition in Switzerland, since it was mentioned in certain Swiss records as far back as the first half of the last century, as a musical instrument for children. Jakob Stäbler from Wienigen in the canton of Bern is but one of many music-loving Swiss who play the mouth organ primarily for their own pleasure. In more recent years, a number of fine mouth organ groups have come to the fore in Switzerland, but in certain cases their music is moving more and more into the area of popular entertainment of a somewhat commercial nature. True to tradition, however, is the harmonica quartet Chrometta of Glarus, who value more highly an authentic folk sound than dazzling virtuoso showmanship. Accordion making dates back in Switzerland to the first half of the 19th century, and we find the instrument even in two very special and specifically Swiss forms. There is the so-called Langnauer Örgeli, which takes its name from its place of origin, the town of Langnau in the Emmental. It is a diatonic push-button instrument of very small size, which normally has 9 melody buttons for the right hand and 2 keys for the left hand, providing a rather snoring accompaniment. One of its leading exponents, Max Weilenmann, will now demonstrate to us on an instrument which is over 100 years old, the tonal range of the Langnauer Örgeli, and will then also play a traditional dance. In comparison to the small Langnauer hand organ, Max Weilenmann will now show us the range of the very popular Schwyzer Örgeli, a slightly larger and more elaborate, also diatonic instrument, which normally has some 30 melody keys and 18 bass buttons. It takes its name from the region of Schwyz in central Switzerland, where it was originally manufactured as far back as the late 19th century. And here is an unaccompanied solo on the Schwyzer Örgeli, a Ländler.
Thank you.
Here now are two virtuosos of the Schweizer Örgeli, two outstanding figures in Swiss folk music, Peter Zinsli and Josias Jenny, in a traditional Schottisch. Even large formations in Switzerland which are essentially devoted to the Schweizer Örgeli. We'll hear one of them, the Friends of the Schweizer Örgeli of Aarau in the canton of Aargau, consisting of a dozen accordion players and two bass fiddlers.
Thank you.
Naturally, the chromatic accordion of more modern design is also used widely in Swiss folk music, and there are a multitude of outstanding musicians playing this instrument. Let us listen to two of them, the Boozer Vanderon duo, in a fine performance of a lively schottische. But speaking of organs in Swiss folk music, what we've heard so far are instruments whose sound is produced through the vibration of metal tongues. However, folk music in Switzerland can also be played on organs which rely on pipes for producing their sound. One of the most picturesque such instruments is the barrel organ, which used to be very popular well into the early years of this century and is beginning to enjoy a comeback in our days. Quite a few people here in Switzerland, like in certain other countries, are collecting such barrel organs and other mechanical instruments of a similar kind. And in 1979, the first International Barrel Organ and Hurdy-Gurdy Festival in Switzerland was held at the resort town of Arosa, followed shortly afterwards by a similar festival in Bern. Among the dozens of instruments that were displayed on both occasions, there was also this barrel organ playing a traditional Swiss folk tune.
The top of 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 the top of
several rural regions of Switzerland, we still find the so-called house organs. Pipe organs, such as were played quite frequently in farmhouses as far back as the 18th century, as an accompaniment for folk songs and hymns, but also as a solo instrument. Many of those house organs were manufactured in the area of Tockenburg, in the canton of St. Gall, where we found this one even in a country tavern. It actually was being used there for playing country dance music on Saturday nights. In conclusion, here is one of the finest such organs installed in the little mountain church of Arosa, a small rustic house of worship going back to the 15th century. There, the well-known Swiss organist Hannes Meyer played for us variations on an old Swiss folk song, which to some people might have appeared slightly out of place in a church, but certainly sounded marvelous on that noble little organ.
You just heard another program devoted to Swiss folk music, this time performed on all kinds of organs. This was a feature in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's series Musica Helvetica.